Hello, I'm Jonathan Earnshaw, Clinical Lead for the NHS Abdominal Aortic Aneurysm Screening Programme, or NASP for short. On the 8th of January 2018, it's 10 years to the day since the screening programme was funded. So this seems a good time to take stock and look back at a decade of achievement. The programme has developed in three phases: implementation, then the quality assurance phase, and we're now in the optimization phase. Implementation started in 2009 with 41 local program teams in England, each covering about a million people. Each local program has a coordinator and a director, a local vascular surgeon, and the initial success of implementation was largely down to the enthusiasm and persistence of these two in each area. Also, every vascular service receiving screen-detected aneurysms was visited by Birgit Whitman, who quality assured the service using Vascular Society guidelines. This was an enormous effort, but has been rewarded by the excellent results for the treatment of screen-detected aneurysms. And also, in my opinion, the process was at least partly responsible for the dramatic improvement in the results of all aortic surgery across the UK. The implementation phase ended on the 1st of April 2013, since when every 65-year-old man in England has been invited for a screening ultrasound. That's around 300,000 men per year. Aneurysm screening isn't confined to England. There are similar programmes in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. I've always felt strongly that we should have a coordinated approach, and I'm delighted to say that we meet together twice a year as the Four Nations group to harmonise practices and procedures. We produce and publish annual results for all four nations, an unusual achievement in screening programmes. Once the programme was implemented, we had to ensure the quality and performance of each local service. The QA programme was developed from scratch using best evidence from other screening programmes by Morag Armour and her team. One massive advantage was the availability of high-quality data to assess performance on account of the bespoke database AAA Smart used to record all programme data. Our IT partners Northgate have been with us since the programme started, and spearheaded by the excellent Peter Chapman, have helped us revise and improve the software and reporting. A special mention here for Joe Giacomelli, our data manager, who's designed a suite of reports that have enabled the QA process. The QA team designed the format of visits that have been used to review the local programmes. A number of local programme directors have given their time to chair these visits, including Mark Gannon, Noel Wilson and Aaron Fawani. Tim Leese deserves special mention for helping design the process and for chairing a large number of visits in a manner which was non-threatening and supportive. We're coming to the end of the first round of local programme visits and have in place a more selective process for the future. After the first few years of screening, we quickly started to amass results. We've published a number of scientific papers describing implementation and early outcomes, which were listed, and the link to the studies are available on the blog article that the podcast is embedded in. Merrill Davis, now chair of the NASP Advisory Board, published implementation data on the first 150,000 men in the Journal of Vascular Surgery in 2013. And Joe Giacomelli wrote about the first 5 years of the programme in BJS in 2016. Post-operative mortality in the first 1,000 men with large aneurysms referred to treatment was a very creditable 0.8%. Joe also published data in the European Journal of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery in 2017, looking at screening uptake according to social deprivation and ethnicity. These data have led us to the current phase, optimization. Aneurysm screening is based on randomised trials from 20 years ago, so it's been important to review whether the present standard operating procedure is optimal. The equality and diversity work has led to the challenge to local programmes to improve uptake by up to 10% using individualised reports concerning local ethnicity and social deprivation issues. Programmes will adapt strategies from a suggested menu to make bespoke improvements to their services. We're also going to start collecting quality of life data on screened men, and those in surveillance to inform studies into whether men whose aorta is just below 3 centimetres would benefit from entering surveillance. Other ongoing studies, as yet unpublished, have shown wide variation in the way men are treated once they are referred with a large aneurysm. But reassuringly, the risk of aneurysm rupture remains low in men in surveillance, even those with an aortic diameter 5 to 5.4 centimetres, just below the present referral threshold. Watch out for these papers, which will be submitted for publication this year. Research is particularly strong in NASP. We recognise the importance of an active research schedule built around the programme. Tim Lees has led this brilliantly for 10 years, and the structure of his research committee has been copied by other screening programmes. This is expected to be my last year as NASP clinical lead. It's been a huge privilege. I want to thank all the local programme teams for their help and support. This is your programme and you've worked hard to make it the great success it is. I'm also grateful to Anne Stevenson, who was part of the original national team and who now manages all the adult programmes, to Robert Sheriff and to Mike Harris, and of course to Lisa Summers, who now manages the programme so ably, and all the rest of the national and QA teams, too many to mention. I also offer personal thanks to Anne Mackey, who has been generous in her support of both me and the programme. So here we are after 10 years. Over 1.3 million men have been screened. Over 16,000 aortic aneurysms have been detected, and nearly 4,000 with large, life-threatening aneurysms have been referred for surgery. There remain over 13,000 men safe in surveillance. This is a fantastic achievement. I'm left wondering what will happen to NASP in the next decade. Will it make itself extinct as aneurysms continue to disappear? Or will it evolve into a more sophisticated vascular screening programme, like the Danish Triple Vascular Programme? All I can say is I'll watch from afar, with huge pride and with great interest. Thank you so much for listening.